Felt like the Lord inspired me with a little thought a few days ago. And so I'd like to share it with you. I'd like to read a verse in the book of Psalm, the 118th chapter and the 24th verse. Psalm 118, 24 says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." I want to read it one more time. "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will be glad and rejoice in it." There was a choice that was made on whether or not there was going to be any appreciation for the day that was made. The psalmist could have said, "This is the day that the Lord hath made," and depending on how the day goes, we'll decide how to value the day. But that's not what the scripture said. The scripture said it recognized that today is a day that God made. And because of that, we will rejoice and be glad in it. And so there was a personal decision that was made on how the day was going to be viewed and approached. Have you ever heard anybody say, when you ask them how they're doing, have you ever heard anybody say, "Well, it's just another day"? You ever heard anybody say that before? Just another day. But have you ever considered for very long what this day means? Is it really just another day? Is today really just another day? Just another day? Really? Yesterday is gone. Never to be lived again. Last year, it's gone. The events that occurred this morning, just a few minutes ago, will never be replayed again in current terms. It's gone. Tomorrow has not yet arrived, and we are not guaranteed tomorrow. We plan for the future. We look forward to tomorrow. But we have no assurance of tomorrow. It has not been yet given to us by our Father in heaven. All that has been given to us is this day. And it is the day that the Lord has made. And therefore we ought to value the opportunity that God has given us today to make the best of today, to find places where we can show kindness to other people. We recognize that this is the day that if there are areas in our lives that we are uncomfortable with, this is the day to go to God with them. This is the day to let the Lord know we love Him. This is the day to let your loved ones know, "I love you." Because you don't know if you'll have tomorrow. And whatever you did yesterday, that's in the past. This is the day that we have before us. And may God help us to give our best to God and to other people as we have opportunity in the day that God has given to us. Does this verse mean that we will rejoice in every event that takes place in life? We read, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Does it mean that we will have emotional joy, emotional happiness with whatever event transpires in the day? No. That's not what this verse means. It is not what God is trying to require of it, of us? Does this verse mean that we should have, that we should look over and minimize the feelings of grief and sorrow and trouble that we encounter, that God wants us to just look over that and just force ourselves to say that we're happy with a false smile and false praise? No, don't believe at all that that is what God is saying. We read in the Scriptures where Jesus wept, where Jesus felt sorrow, and where He felt grief, and where He was troubled in His spirit. But I believe this morning that this day means that we ought to be thankful that God has given us an opportunity one more time to make a decision to be united with Him. That we should rejoice in the fact that He has given us a day to live and to breathe, and to have an opportunity to make a difference in the lives of other people the best that we can. For we make a bigger difference than we often recognize in life. Let's rejoice and be glad in the opportunity God has given us today to be united with Him. I've read of different, well, not just read, but I've observed, as I'm sure you have too, different types of people that are in the world. It seems like that some perpetually think of the past. Have you ever run across people like that? Always talking about what happened in the past. It's always about the good times of yesterday. And, well, I'm a little guilty of that too. I'm starting to find that the older that I get, the more I recognize that there's probably more behind me than there is ahead of me. And the longer I live, the more things I have to look back on. I know that. But it seems like that sometimes there are people that fixate on the past. Both the good, and there are sometimes there are people that fixate on the bad of yesterday, of last year, earlier in life, and focus always on the past. And then it seems like there are those that, in another camp, that focus always on tomorrow, always on what's going to be. Sometimes fantasize of all of the good things that are going to finally take place tomorrow, or the next day, or next year. Sometimes there are those that are always perpetually thinking about all of the bad things that they think are going to happen in the future. But there's just a handful of people, often, that are able to focus on and value the present, and give their best to each individual day that God gives us as a gift. Because it seems like there's always another time, a more convenient season perhaps, to value and give focus to the day that maybe we ought to exercise this day. But it's so easy to delay and to defer and to let the moments pass us by without recognizing the value that there are in the moments. The reality is we can't live in the past, and God has not yet given us tomorrow, but He's given us today. I recall where Jesus taught us to pray. And one of the things He said was, give us this day our daily bread. He didn't say, Lord, would you give us bread tomorrow? Lord, would you give us bread later? But Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth or in my life as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And when God is good to give us this day, and when God is good to give us this day's bread, may God help us to, yes, be fortified by it and strengthened by it. May God help us to take the bread that He gives us to also cast it upon the waters. For the Scripture says, Thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8. For Thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. In other words, the bread that you have to give, cast it out upon the waters, not knowing where all it may go. Give a portion to 7, which represents complete, to all, and to emphasize it, and also to 8. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. You know, sometimes I think we spend too much time evaluating whether or not we ought to cast our bread out to a particular individual, wondering whether they are worthy of it on the one hand, and on the other hand, we question sometimes whether or not what we have will mean anything if we cast it upon the waters. The Scripture tells us, cast thy bread that you get today, that God gives you today. Cast it upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, because you don't know which one of them is going to prosper, either that one or this one, or whether both of them will bring good things to pass. That's in God's hands. Allow God to give the increase. Value the day. Value the moment and give as best as you can today. For tomorrow may never come. Time is precious. And it is why the Scripture says to redeem the time, because the days are evil. Redeem the time that you have, because time is uncertain. Redeem the time because somebody might need a piece of bread that you have to offer them today. You may not be able to give it to them tomorrow. Time is a gift. We haven't earned it. We haven't done anything to deserve it. But God, as a gracious God, has given us time and space to work for good, to be united with Him, to share the peace of God that we find in Him with other people, that they too might be comforted. Do we always feel like it? No. Do we always feel that other people have earned the right to eat our hard-earned bread? No. But did God give us freely? Yes. And He asks us to also distribute the bread that He gives us, and to value the opportunities that He gives us to do it. Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "This day salvation has come to thy house." Who would have ever thought that that day would have turned out that day for Zacchaeus when he climbed that tree? Conversely, Jesus told the rich man, "This night thy soul shall be required of thee." Who would have ever thought? After all that time, after everything that looked like had been established for tomorrow, who would have ever thought that the Lord would have come along and said, this night, thy soul shall be required of thee." Those days unexpectedly took on greater significance than either one of those parties ever thought might happen. But they happened as a result of the choices and the decisions that both of those men made. The Scriptures exhort us that the day was made by the Lord, and for us to redeem the time that we have been given, and not to underestimate the power of the day. So to each one this morning, I want you to know that you are important. You're valued. And you make a difference. Every single one of you. And God has a place for you to fill that only you can fill. Let's be encouraged today to recognize the value of this day. That we would be faithful to cast the bread that God is so faithful to give us out onto the waters, that it might be a treasure, a life changer, something that would uplift somebody around us that might be in need of help. Love you all this morning. May God bless each one of you is my prayer. Amen.